You're listening to the Clean Comedy Podcast with James Creviston and Luke LaCoy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Clean Comedy Podcast. It's coming to the end of 2021, and I'm here with my co-host, Mr. Danny Hanawiwi.
That's exactly it, James. As always, knocking it out of the park. So, good to see you, buddy. Been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while. I know you have a Spider-Man hat on and a Star Wars shirt on.
Yes, this may not be the Disney podcast that we also do, but I'm excited. Hold, please. And the virtual background may make it tough, but this is a treat for the YouTube listeners. Your boys got
Spider-Man socks.
Spider-Man socks. A little hard to see, but, you know, thank you, virtual backgrounds on Zoom.
So you're excited for, it's No Way Home, right? Is that what the new one's called?
It is No Way Home. I got my tickets for tonight. That's right, baby. I'm going on Thursday the 16th. That's right.
I saw a spoiler about a character that's going to be in it because I've been watching Hawkeye. I don't know if you've been watching Hawkeye or not.
I have been watching Hawkeye. I think I know the same spoiler.
Okay.
It's not a very well-kept spoiler because Kevin Feige was basically like, if this person were to show up, this is who would play him.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin. But
spoiled
whatever
the world for everyone.
Exactly. But you know, if a certain person shows up, that's okay. I think we're all worried about the other two certain men that may or may not have been bitten by a spider.
Yeah.
That'll be the big what if.
That I think is exciting because I'm like, that's going to be the one where we're like, oh man, what's going on here? So let's, now that we're out of the pop culture stuff, I have a whole pop culture day going for today. So it's great. And I have another podcast that I have become the co-host of called Making a Geek Podcast. And so, it's pretty cool. And I got to go to Comic-Con, LA Comic-Con recently. And that was quite an experience. I've never actually been to Comic-Con before. So it was weird and it was really cool. It was in LA and It was interesting. So
being in Northern California, not a ton of Comic-Con opportunities. No offense to San Jose Comic-Con, which I think is a thing. Maybe not, but I don't know. But definitely looking forward to seeing that podcast, hearing more Thwip Talk. And see what you got cooked up there.
Yeah. They invited me to join their team, so it's cool because I got to see Jason David Frank. Do you know who that is?
I don't.
The green and white Power Ranger from the original Power Rangers, Tommy.
Oh, UFC alum.
Yep. And then Zachary Levi was on stage, like pretty close to me. So Shazam
that
was standing
the Black Ranger. Zachary Levi or no? Oh wait, no, that was
Shazam.
That's right. I was head down in Power Rangers once you got me down that. Sorry, DC nerds, don't at me.
Yeah, and then all the cast of Arrow, like minus Stephen Amell.
Didn't really get into the CW stuff.
Some of it's good. Yeah. I think this is what's great about comedy too, is you could talk about anything in comedy, and so this episode is mostly about what our plans are for 2022 in comedy. I have about six things that I am really going to work hard on next year for. I just finished a screenplay and I sent you a copy, I believe, to read. It's rough. It's the first version. There's tons of things that are going to be edited and fixed later on, but I just want to make sure the story flows and works. And I had some people point out that I missed some parts where like, wait, hold up. This can't happen if this can't happen. And I was like, all right, there's only three complaints really. And I was like, all right, that's not bad.
And friends are part of.
Yeah, and you know, and this is between writing other people's stuff, working on stand up, working on the podcast, working so it's like, all right, whatever. So I'm gonna go over my six and then we could talk about your six. I'll go first. So the first one is to write another feature. As much as I loved writing this feature, I have on my phone about 98 other ideas that I want to write. I have to write them. I have to get them out of my head. Otherwise, they live there forever. And it doesn't help anybody. Even if they never get made, maybe I'll J.R.R. Tolkien this and die and everyone will start making my stuff. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's how it works.
Hey, you know, maybe Amazon will pick it up. You know, it'll be great.
My family will get rich off my scripts that I left on my hard drive. And
you know,
it'll be good to go.
There you go.
The next one is to record a comedy album. And the reason I want to do this is because David Studebaker recorded a bunch of his stuff before he did Dry Bar. And then we worked with somebody that I knew that got him on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Because what I heard is that Dry Bar will also take the audio from your Dry Bar and sell it to Sirius XM or whatever. And then they'll make the revenue. So you don't make the revenue, unfortunately. They make it to pay back for the special and stuff and to pay you for the special, which is all good. Whatever. Like, that's, they paid for it, whatever. But he beat them to the punch, right? He recorded all the stuff so then he could put it on Sirius XM. So he got the royalties. And then when they did it, it wasn't as big. They couldn't collect as much because those were already there.
Yeah. Interesting. Good job, David.
Yeah. So my thing was, I wanted to help him make another stream of revenue because David hustles everywhere. So I was like, all right, that's cool.
More like Studebaker, am I right?
Yeah, Studebaker, that's right. So the next one is going to be to record that Dry Bar comedy special. I've been working very hard this year. I'm going to probably do, at the beginning of January, really just run through that half hour, probably have David on with me and Luke with me and maybe reach out to Robert and some other people and just go over that set and make sure it's fine-tuned, take it to the stage, run it 3 or 4 times, renting out theaters for $100 a pop. So it's going to cost me a couple $100 to run it, but I'll run the half hour and have a bunch of different people on the show and we'll get it going.
Nice. So,
and then go do Dry Bar because then I will be ready. I will be ready.
That's it.
And then the next one is to write a book based off the topic of the Dry Bar, which my Dry Bar topic is being a girl dad. So I have already written kind of all the jokes and stuff. If you've ever read like, Jim Gaffigan's Dad is Fat or, Tom Papa's, My Dad Took Your Rake, like that, those kind of things, like they're stories, but they're also the jokes that also are with the stories. So that's what I want to do is build that. I think that's good. And then the next one is, I offered this on the last podcast and a couple of people reached out to me. I have offered to consult people for free. I gave 5 spots out. Those are still open. Two of them are taken. 3 of them are still open at this point in recording. So just reach out to me, but I want to consult. And at some point I'll be offering that financially to consult for money, and help people punch up stuff. Cause I write enough jokes. I write for all kinds of stuff every single day that it'd be totally worth it. And then the last one is expanding on my blog, Comedypreneur, and my mailing list for my own personal shows and stuff, which I haven't really dumped a lot of time or energy into or money or anything. I just kind of let it sit and it hasn't really done anything. And so this is the year where if I'm going to go on Dry Bar, I need to build that mailing list so I can up. And then, you know, it's be this thing of like record the album, do the Dry Bar. When the Dry Bar comes out, have the book ready. When the Dry Bar comes out, it'll generate people going to my site to sign up for the mail list. The mail list will help me send out things when I'm going to go tour. And when I'm on tour, I can sell the book, right? It's all this, it's a circle of all kinds of money making.
I was going to say, James, it seems like you're sticking with the Spider-Man theme. You have kind of your Sinister Six goals and they're all kind of they're all sort of webbed up together, right? I noticed there's sort of a connective thread to all of it. So I think, or a connective webbing. But yeah, no, that's really awesome. I love the idea of the consulting. I heard that on the last podcast. I think that's a really cool thing. Like you mentioned, when you were writing and kind of wanted help getting stuff punched up with some of the folks that we chat with, because I think the idea of consulting is so rewarding and it's such a great thing because we've talked about, I think, the importance of giving back and helping out. And there are probably a lot of folks that are listening and they're like, I would love to write jokes or I would love to get on a stage or, you know, whatever it is, but I don't know if I'm good enough, right? And number one, don't let anybody ever tell you you're not good enough. Having said that, number two, to have somebody go in and say, hey, here's a couple pointers, right? That joke that you're thinking about, here's a way maybe to add, you know, something to the beginning, or maybe a stinger at the end or something like that. So it's super rewarding. And I like that, that idea that you have, you know, I think it's awesome. When you mentioned it, like I said last week, I was like, nice, James. So I'm happy that people have taken you up on that too.
Yeah. I want to do that to give back. Like, I feel like the community really, like, I see the numbers, I see what's happening, I see people liking, I see all the interaction with it. I see the numbers on YouTube growing. Like, I know there's a community and they need some help. And hey, if I can help, I'll help. Right. And it's what, 15, 30 minutes of my time. Okay. No biggie. Right. I can help somebody. I'm okay with that. So, and so many people have been kind enough to give us their time to record these episodes. So for me, it's like, that's a no-brainer. Why can't I get back? I'm also going to do something great at my local game store today. So spoiler, because this will come out after I've already done it, but yep. I'm going to go play Commander, which is, if you guys don't know Magic the Gathering, Commander is a 100-card format. You play Commander, whatever. There's usually about 36 to 50 people in the store. I'm going to buy a couple boxes of whatever I need to buy, so I can give each person a pack for Christmas, which, you know.
Hey, if you're watching or listening to this, go back in time, get down to that game store, and get yourself some Magic the Gathering cards, courtesy of one James Crevinson. I'm gonna go
hook some people up today, so it's gonna be. I'm very excited and giddy, and I've been building new decks, so I'm even more excited. I'm gonna go play with a pretty big host of Magic that hosts a pretty big YouTube channel on Friday. Nice. So I'm like, seriously, like, Christmas time for me is like, how can I get back to as many people as I possibly can?
Yeah, that's what it's all about, right? I mean, obviously we get to a certain age and, you know, you're not really looking forward to receiving gifts anymore. You're like, I could buy this stuff for myself anyways.
Right.
But you get to the point where you start being able to make other people's, at least day, hopefully, right? You know, whatever it is. So yeah, Christmas is, I mean, plus the fact that my birthday is 5 days after Christmas. It's kind of a 1-2 punch that time of year that I'm always looking forward to, so.
Well, don't you think it's funny that, like, you just, the older you get, you're like, I don't care about presents as more. It's like better to watch people get something. Yeah. And in our family, we do one day, I think we do the 22nd or 23rd. I forget. My wife always schedules it, but we do a day where we go to like drive through like Starbucks or Chick-fil-A or whatever. Yeah. And pay it forward. We've had that happen to us. So we like always try to do it. And then, another spoiler, because my kids don't listen to this, and if they do, they'll listen way later. On the 23rd, we're taking our kids to Disneyland for the day.
Nice. Yeah, so, I'm taking my daughter to Disneyland for her first time right before she turns 3. So still get her in for free, baby. But yeah, that's
you should. When are you going? When are you going?
I mean, it's going to be early April.
Nice, nice. Yeah. So, Danny, I've given you my 6 comedy goals, and I would love to hear any goals that you have, even if it's just one goal.
Yeah.
Oh, I gave this assignment to Danny like last minute, by the way. Sorry, guys.
You know, let me just say also, by the way, the paying it forward thing, going back to that, no time machine needed. People listening or watching this,
go pay it
forward for somebody and see how you feel. Check in with yourself and see how you feel, and you might be surprised. It's $5 out of your pocket to feel real nice. But at any rate, for me, my goals are pretty simple. You know, we've talked about the fact that I'm slightly less active in the comedy community, so I don't have a real large thing. But I think part of kind of feeling that itch and wanting to get back into it, I think, is having a more sort of conscious effort to write more. I think where I'm at in life, a lot of things sort of come at me, and there are times when I can find the humor in it and maybe go and after the fact just write something based on my experience, which, to be clear, is a huge part of my process anyways, but I always feel like it's better when I sort of handcuff that reactive process with being a little more proactive and saying, let's actually sit, carve out some time, think about whether it's past experiences or just things in the world that I think are funny, or at least can make jokes out of, and do that, right? So I do want to be more proactive in the new year. I think the other side of that, and my second goal, is to get back on stage. I think COVID was something of an excuse, not an excuse. I mean, it's a very legitimate one, but it's like, well, everything is shut down, right? Let's just take it easy, right? And make sure the kids are good, and make sure work from home is situated, and all that stuff. But knowing now that, like, you know, the improv is coming back, right? And they're getting shows out there. You know, so finding a way to work back on stage. And like I said, I think those, if I'm more proactive writing, kind of to your point, James, about these goals being connected.
Yeah.
If I'm more proactive in writing jokes, I'm going to be a lot better, and I'm going to be a lot more motivated to then get the push and say, you know what, put the girls to bed. Dad's going up on stage again. I haven't done a set since my older daughter was born, obviously the younger one as well. But, it's been a minute of actually getting back on stage, but getting up there, feeling those butterflies again, feeling the nerves start to kind of fire up a little bit. You know, that's something I miss. And I've talked about that this podcast helps scratch that itch a little bit. I love being able to go out and shoot the breeze with friends and, you know, have at least in the back of your mind, a goal of making people laugh. But I think, you know, goal here is to have a good conversation first and foremost. But yeah, get your butt on stage and make sure you're being prepared by being more proactive in writing notes. Otherwise, man, make sure my daughters are good. keep that train going. You know, I got a 2.5-year-old that is being potty trained. So another life goal is to keep the poops in the potty. Parents, where are we at?
Those are good goals. And I think that's the truth is if your goals are connected, you're able to be more successful with them. And that's why I said like, maybe the feature one is probably outside of that, but it's just like one of those things where I have so many ideas that I write down every day that I have to get them out of my brain. Otherwise they take up space. Yeah. But I feel like the rest of them are all interconnected and a way to constantly just keep growing things. I was reading something or watching something that somebody was saying, I forgot which comedian it was, but saying why so many comedians are trying to go the Netflix route instead of doing kind of, I know it's a dirty word, you doing the Louis C.K. model of selling directly to people, right? Which is what he did. And he grew his audience that way.
Yeah.
It's because people are scared of making that investment in themselves a lot of times. And they feel like they can't do that. But I think the more we, and listen, as much as I love comedy clubs, as much as I love Netflix, and I love all the stuff that lets us get more and more comedy out into the world, there's a lot of gatekeeping that happens there, right? For every one special you see come out, there might've been 100 people who were trying to get a special, or 50 or 20 or whatever. But that means some people didn't get an opportunity. And, you know, no offense to Chappelle, but he has like, what, 4 specials on Netflix? Yeah. I love Chappelle, but we don't need another Chappelle Netflix special every year. I love him, right? I do. He's great. But we don't.
Contract work at this point.
What's that?
I said it's contract work at this point. You know, paying you to come out with specials. But I mean, those types of things, I think, help build, you know, because you look at, again, the Louis C.K. model. I mean, is that model as successful? If you don't get that initial help from the HBO specials, the FX shows, you know, it's okay to get help to be able to then make that kind of bigger jump and say, all right, actually I can do this and I can be more kind of self-sustained in that way. So there's both, I think, are good and somewhat connected at times.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing is, I think that's why I want to record the album. So I have that album to go first, start making awareness on Sirius XM, right? We'll start getting that stuff rotating through there. Then we'll get the Dry Bar. Now that gets eyes on me, lets people see, know who I am. People go, oh, I'd like to, this guy's funny. I'd like to see him if he comes near me. Oh, I should go check out his website. Go to my website. Now you're on the mailing list. Now, hey, I'm coming to XYZ. Also, because that's what Louis did, I'm coming in this area, like he targeted specific demographics. I'm coming to this place. Here's a ticket link, whatever. Also, you can buy my new album, special, book, movie, show, whatever he has from my website, blah, blah, blah. And then he did that over and over again. I don't know how many albums of his I bought just directly from his site that I didn't buy anywhere else. I bought specials, albums, a lot of his stuff. I was a fan because I felt like he really engaged me. Say, well, all the other stuff aside, his marketing.
How did he engage you, James?
not in a hotel room where
he's hopefully appropriately.
He appropriately engaged me.
Good. But essentially, good.
But what I'm saying is, like, he had targeted things. Like when he came to Oxnard, which is right down from me, I got an email. I'm going to be in Oxnard. Blah blah blah. I went to one of those shows. I didn't go to the second show because I felt still kind of weird about the situation. But I went to his first show before those allegations ever came out. And it was very interesting. I was like, all right, this is awesome. Like, this person's telling me, here I am. Come see me. You know, it's great. So I think that it is a web of things. And it's mainly to get people into that loop. And it's not like, hey, guys, I want to sell you everything. Because that's not what it is. The story is, right, if you have 100 fans or 1,000 fans or whatever, you can make a living for the rest of your life off it. That's the goal, really. It's just, I want dedicated people who love my comedy, that I'm making comedy for you and for me. All of us can enjoy. You can share with your friends. You can tell my jokes at the water cooler in your office, whatever. And no one's going to feel offended, disgusted, or whatever by it. HR is not going to be come knocking on your door. Did you tell James Cranston a joke? And he said this word. And you're like, okay, come on. Right. That's really what I want.
Yeah, and I agree with you, right? It's not the idea about selling something to someone. I think comedy, generally speaking, is about community building and sharing jokes with friends and, you know, or maybe audience members, right? But that point of I'm going to reach directly out to people that are my fans, it is an intimacy that you're building. And it's that feeling of, hey, you hear my voice, whether it's my comedy voice or, you know, my actual just everyday kind of voice. And we're sort of building that relationship. You know, I mean, you look at a comic like Marc Maron. I mean, you look at the people, you know, that listen to his podcast, and they do it so frequently that how many people in the world, probably me included, that feel like, I feel like I know this person.
Right.
If I saw him at a coffee shop, I feel like I could go up and be like, oh, hey, what's up, Mark? You know? But it's that aspect, I think, that's really cool about just the way the world works today, is that you feel like you can put yourself out there in a way that lets people actually get to know you. And, you know, do I go and buy stuff from his shops or whatever? Like, not at this point. I've thought about getting a mug, you know? But like, if he's coming to see me, am I going to go buy a ticket? Or coming to a show where I can go see him, he's coming to see me, that'd be great. Would I want to go buy a ticket? Yeah, probably, right? Because again, I feel like I know him, and the marketplace sort of comes after the fact of the relationship building. And that's what I think is really cool about comedy, generally speaking.
Doesn't he live in NorCal somewhere?
Maron is down in LA.
Is he in LA? Okay. I just remember seeing the house thing and thinking like, oh, that's might be NorCal. I can never remember.
Yeah.
I thought he, so that's cool. I mean, I bet we could find his place one time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, never mind. Mark Maron, we are not stalking you. I do apologize if that scares you. We're not going to come knock on your door. I promise.
Also, Mark Maron, thank you for listening to this podcast.
Yeah. If you're listening, awesome. And please have us on your podcast. I would just like to hang out with you and your cats. That's cool.
Yeah. There you go.
So, but yeah, I want everybody that's listening to think about what your goals are for next year. Maybe they're not comedy related. I hope that they are. I hope if you're listening to this, they are comedy related. If they are not, think about what you do. And honestly, this is the same thing I tell my wife, try not to make more than 10, because once you start going over 10, you're never going to do any of them, right? Because you're going to feel overwhelmed. That's why it's limited mine to 6. I knew that these were things I needed to get done. I haven't really been on top of my blog or my mailing list. I literally have, 122 blog posts on Comedypreneur and have not updated anything in a while, but I'm going to make a concerted effort to at least do one a month, which I know is weak and not really great, but one a month is what I'm targeting right now. So
weak at all, James. I mean, there are, I think perspective is also very important, right? It's, you don't need to be hard on yourself if you're like, oh, I'm only doing this. Hey, that's a lot more than a lot of other people, I'm sure. I mean,
I know, but I want to provide more stuff to people. Like, literally,
I get it. Hey,
I want to give away everything I possibly can to people. So it annoys me when I don't live up to my own ethos of what can I give you guys more and more and more.
Right, friend. Yeah, perspective. Perspective.
And I love everyone.
Route. Only two goals.
Yeah. And I love everyone that listens to this. I mean, it really, great, great interaction, great feedback from people. Everyone who's heard the podcast always tells me good things. I get work from the podcast. People will contact me, say, I heard your podcast. You're very funny. You're very interesting. I would love to work with you on XYZ. I don't do it for that. It's great that that's a side piece of it. The big part is, like I said, every time I talk about this podcast, I always tell people, I started this so that I could pick the brains of people who I thought were smarter, better, more, you know, amazing at comedy than I was, pick their brains, and then take that information and pass it on to other people who may not be able to have that interaction. And that's what I've done. I'm very happy about it. Gene Peretz, Robert G. Lee, Darren Carter, you, David Studebaker, Barry Katz. I mean, for goodness sake, Barry Katz. Like, what the heck, man? Like, this is – I'm getting to pick people's brains. I have a few people still on my wish list that I haven't got yet, and I'm working on it. I'm trying every day. So the more people we get to listen to the podcast, the more people we have engaged. Tom Papa is my real big one. Like, if someone – Tom Papa and Jerry Seinfeld are my two big ones. Also, Jay Leno would be awesome to have too. But – if I got one of those two, that would be a great start. And then, you know, that's
a great start.
Well, because I know like that means that if I can accomplish that, there are so many, like I can just go for the moon. I can get everybody, right? I can just start reaching. I've had Jerry on, I've had Tom on, like people will be more inclined to come. You know what I'm saying?
Of course. Yeah.
So I just need one of those two. Tom Papa, you get on my podcast, please, sir. We have met 3 times.
Oh my.
You are a great guy. You've given me great advice person to person. please come on my podcast and give me great advice and share it with everyone else. And you're also one of the funniest, coolest people ever. And I hope to be as good of a dad as you are. So there you go.
Yeah. If that's not a sales pitch, I don't know, man. I think Papa, if you're listening, and I know you are,
yeah,
get on this podcast, sir.
Yeah. If you guys are on Twitter and stuff, put hashtag Tom Papa Clean Comedy Podcast, and we'll just see what happens. Yeah. Why not? You guys are out there. I know you're listening. If you're on Twitter or Instagram, tag Tom Papa and something, hashtag Tom Papa Clean Comedy Podcast, and see what happens. I just want to see, can we get this to work?
Get over here, Tom.
That's
you
the goal.
Get over here right now.
Yeah.
All right.
Danny, where can people find you at?
I mean, you know, the normal places, Danny Howellini on Instagram, Twitter. Again, whether it's pictures of my kid or the occasional funny thought, I'm there. Life plug, Okaizu Foundation. If you are feeling charitable in the holiday season, feel free to donate. They're doing great work for families affected by childhood cancer. That is okizu.org.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. You can find me at jamesecrevison.com, which I'm still updating that website. I'm going to get a new person to help me rebuild it and make it better. Go to comedypreneur.com for the blog stuff. It's all free there. You just scroll through it and read it. I'm making it better every day. If you have topics that you want, you can email me, whatever you want to do. Also, do a pay it forward moment this holiday season. Pay it forward somewhere. Go somewhere, pay it forward. I honestly, it's one of my favorite things to do. I love seeing people light up. I'm very excited in about 2.5 hours to be at the card shop and handing out stuff to people. Like I'm kind of fat like Santa Claus. So kind of a fat Santa Claus, you know.
And James, there you go.
So I'm very excited about that. Thank you everybody for listening. Thank you for being a loyal listener. And if you're a new listener, thank you for being a new listener. Please go like us on YouTube, like, subscribe there. We need more subscribers. And please go to the podcast, whatever podcast thing you are, and leave us a nice review. Just, you know, a couple words saying, you guys rock. Danny's gorgeous. We love his beard. Whatever you want to say.
As long as you give us the 5 stars, baby.
Yeah, 5 star. 5 star. We can use it. All right. Thank you guys so much. Have a great one. Thank you, Danny. And have a good one. Bye.
Bye.